I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. China came late to Western-style pop music, but young Chinese are making up for lost time. American Idol-type shows have been the rage there in recent years. Most have focused on individual pop singers. Now comes the Battle of the Bands, a nationally televised show that's giving Chinese groups a chance to show their stuff. The World's Mary Kay Magsad recently caught one of the final rounds of competition in Shanghai. She sent us this report.
The venue for Battle of the Bands is an old factory district on the outskirts of Shanghai. Inside a cavernous shell where workers once toiled, bands of the young and tragically hip are embracing everything their parents missed, and then some. There are tattoos and body piercings, miniskirts and thigh-high boots, boy bands with bleach blonde hair, and even some real musical talent. This is Sweet Journey, a band from the central Chinese city of Xi'an. It has a drummer from Inner Mongolia, a guitarist who looks like a Chinese version of Roy Orbison, and a waif-like singer who sounds like she's channeling Dolores O'Riordan of the Cranberries. This band is one of 10 finalists in a competition that started with 6,000 bands 6 months ago. The former head of MTV for North Asia, Harry Hui, was part of a team at Pepsi that first came up with the idea.
We do a lot of monitoring, a lot of research with young people around the country, and we realized that there were more than 20,000 bands, underground bands, in China that very few people knew about. We started to notice that there were a lot of live concerts going on in China. And then we started to talk to some folks in the guitar business, and they told us that China sells more than 1 million guitars a year. And so finally, we came to the conclusion that perhaps it was time for a big national platform for young people to really get together and show their creative side in the form of a band.
The winner of the Pepsi-sponsored contest gets a recording contract with a label created by Pepsi, which might sound pretty commercial and self-serving, and some critics of the contest have dismissed it as such. But at least it's one way a local rock band can break onto the national scene and make some money touring. Jay Kaplan is an independent music blogger who's been following the Battle of the Bands.
There's no way for bands to tour right now. Record sales aren't even like a source of revenue, so having like indie labels behind you really does very little in terms of distribution and publicity. So yeah, whichever band wins will probably be one of the first rock bands to have somewhat of a broad-based national audience here in China.
Kaplan says these aren't necessarily the best bands in China, but some, like the band Focus Five, are serious musicians, even if they say they're willing to do what it takes to appeal to the masses. The lead singer, Ye Xingxuan, is a lean guy with shaggy dyed red hair and black oblong glasses. He studied opera. He says it's helped him in this competition. Focus 5 is in the lead going into the last couple of weeks of the Battle of the Bands, but Sweet Journey is hard on their heels. When I met the Sweet Journey band members the day before the competition, they were all in black and slumped on the couch, but they shed some of the attitude when they started talking about their music. The drummer, Zhang Lei, says the band got together because they liked the same music, Pink Floyd, Oasis, Radiohead. They started playing for fun and soon began making a living at it. Zhang Lei says, for this competition, we've added a few mainstream elements so we can win. And then, once we've hooked our audience, we'll go back to doing what we really like. The competition itself is full of Pepsi promos, bubbly announcers, and a talking whale, the symbol of the local Zhejiang satellite station that's sponsoring the competition. But the Battle of the Bands has also brought in guest artists that include some of the legends of Chinese rock's short history. At the top of that list is Sui Jian, known as the grandfather of Chinese rock, even though he's just 48. This past weekend, he ripped into his tune Rock and Roll on the New Long March. This made Sui Jian famous in the 1980s. One of his anthems was even taken up by the pro-democracy Tiananmen student demonstrators in 1989. That got him banned from giving public performances for most of the 1990s. That he was here on a Pepsi-sponsored stage on national television could be seen as ironic. It may also say something about how he's trying to encourage a new generation of serious musicians. Harry Hui says China's popular music scene could use more of them, to break through what he calls China's predominant karaoke culture.
Songwriters will say to you that the biggest hits that they can write are often the songs that you can easily sing in karaoke. That means that they tend to write simpler, melodic, easy to sing. Because why? When you sing a karaoke song and you sing a famous karaoke song, you feel like a big star yourself. You love that song, you love that artist. But I can't imagine anybody doing a Coldplay karaoke, you know, or trying to do Elevation from U2, right?
But Harry Hui says he is impressed with the originality of the bands he's seen here, and he says the aim of the competition was always to find a new sound Pepsi can promote. Which may be why he was smiling broadly last weekend in the judges' booth when he heard Sweet Journey's Yuan Meng belt out this original song, and why he smiled again when this band won the latest round of competition. It didn't seem to matter that most of the studio audience had wandered away by the time the band was handed its victory and a glittering red, white, and blue guitar. The cameras could compensate for that. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead, Shanghai.
Got my devil horns in the air. Chinese Rock closes our program today. The World is always online at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Mark O'Werman. We'll be back tomorrow.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the American Pain Foundation's efforts to help the more than 76 million Americans living with pain to speak up, speak out, and take action for better pain care. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.